They're pretty long hours. Some hours are about 15-hour tours, and some 14 hours. I haven't broke 16. In the beginning, we had first thing we did when we came out at Barclays, we just put on hats and bats right away. And then we just mustered up, and then within the next minute, we started pushing them back and just running down several blocks, just to push them back and then pull back and then run after it. Remuster, regroup, and then we did that for another 2 hours. That's when the level 3 mobilization happened a few days ago. In the beginning, it was not. It was absolutely not sufficient. I think in the beginning, we could have sent a lot more cops out, mobilized the cops, sent RDOs, everybody. You know, it should have been all hands on deck in the beginning. Now, it seems like we got it together, and I think that I really believe that we can quell the rioters and protests. But we got to keep this up. We have to keep the numbers up, and everyone's got to stay active and motivated. Can't get burnt out. We got to outbeat them. It was the worst thing to hear, especially when the governor says things like that. Cops are out there, sergeants, everybody, we're all out there. And you got a lot of protesters, and they're not bad. I would say 95% are good people. They're just exercising their First Amendment right. But you got 5% of them that are in there, and they're causing a lot of anarchy, and we're trying to do our best to do our job and maintain their rights. But then you got the elected officials that just doesn't care. They don't care. They just see the 1-2 videos that's posted. It's a 5-second video, 10-second video. They comment it on the next morning. They didn't even look at the other angles, and they're already making comments on it. So something like that really demoralizes a lot of the cops. Saying that you're going to take swift action, you're going to do suspensions, it makes cops out there that they don't feel confident doing their job. It makes me feel like if I do my job and I just keep the rioters come after us after the curfew, that's not good. We have no confidence in that. Our cops need to know that we have their backs and the higher ups have their back, that they're not going to face disciplinary action just because they're doing their job.